Meanwhile, labor activists in the United States and Canada are blocking an Israeli ship from docking in U.S. harbors. The Israeli boat has officially delayed its scheduled arrival in Oakland, California. Our correspondent, Caleb Mopan, explains.
Dock workers in the International Longshore Warehouse Union have announced that they will join with community members and pro-Palestinian activists to blockade the Israeli cargo vessel called the Zim anywhere it attempts to dock in the U.S. or Canada. Transit worker Marty Goodman described how dock workers in Oakland, California are planning to take action on Saturday.
The workers themselves will refuse to load the ship. And there'll be a big solidarity rally in support of those workers. This has happened before, and now the mood against Israeli barbarism is greater than before.
In New York City, Palestine activists and labor unionists gathered outside the Israeli mission to support the blockade in Oakland. New York City teacher Gary Letwin says labor unions have a responsibility to take action against Israel.
The labor should support Palestine for the same reason everybody should support Palestine. It's a question of human rights, of human justice, of equality. And so labor, non-labor, anybody who has a concern for justice and peace.
The Israeli ship has already been blockaded in several parts of the world, including South Africa. The planned stop in Oakland, California, has been officially delayed. Unionists say these actions will likely cost the Israeli corporation that owns the vessel millions of dollars. Caleb Mopan, Press TV, New York. Millions of